The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gold or the altar that makes the gift sacred? The gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday afternoon, I had a very unique experience. A family had asked me to come pray over their son, a 12-year-old little boy. They're non-Catholic Christians. They're very faithful Christians. And their son has been struggling for the last 4 years with cancer, and it's reached such a stage that they don't think he'll live very much longer. And I sat down. I'd never met this couple before. They lived just a mile away. And I was blown away by their faith, their trust in our Lord. And at a certain point, the mom went to tend to their son for a minute, and I was talking to the father, and he shared with me something about another child of his. He said when this son was born, his very first son, right after the child was born, the doctors noticed there were certain complications, and they said to the father, "The next 24 hours will be the most telling. If your son survives 24 hours, there's a very good chance that he'll live. But there is a great possibility that he won't live through these first 24 hours. And the man looked at me and he said, "In that moment, I wasn't sure what our Lord was asking of me. What kind of faith did he want me to exercise in that moment? I believe that he can do all things. But did he want me to exercise the faith where I prayed with all my heart that my son would live? Was that his will, that he's going to work a great miracle? Or did he want to take my son home to heaven already in that moment? And so the faith that I needed to practice and the prayers that I needed to offer were not for my son, but for my family. That we would persevere through this trial. That God would use it to bring about a greater good in our family. Why did our Lord speak today to the scribes and the Pharisees, denouncing them so strongly, so harshly? Because he loved them, and he desired them to be converted. And this is what was necessary, that their hearts might be changed. God is love, and he cannot act except out of love. And seeing this family, I realized, oh my gosh, right? To believe in that moment, their son's life at stake. God is love, and he's permitting this out of his love, even if we don't understand why. May we ask our Lord, as we celebrate this Mass today, to live by that same faith, that he cannot act in our lives except out of love. And that in the midst of everything, his hand is at work, trying to accomplish, trying to bring about that which is loving.